Welcome to Mr. Black Pasta's Bloody Basement. I'm Mr. Black. Isn't that cool?
This is my show, where we talk about God knows what.
Well, I've got my head in my heart.
Fuck you!
No, fuck you! Fuck you!
I would be dead if they both fell apart.
Oh, no.
I've got no time for my fears.
Leave me the fuck alone!
They fade away.
Basement Podcast.
I'm Mr. Black Pasta.
The Bloody Basement Podcast. I'm Mr. Black. We're back. Season 2. We haven't been cancelled yet. That's pretty cool. I've got my mates, Joe, Irish Joe, Crokey, Bo, and Jermaine. You've met them all before on the hip hop podcast that we did where we had Vibe More on and DNA ghosted us, but then we got DNA and he came back for the Halloween special, so that was all good. And there's noise from Irish Joe. You know he's in the house. What's up, Irish Joe?
What's happening? Irish Joe here. What's happening? Also known as Big Joe from my block.
Yeah, that's a new one.
That's what the boys are calling me down the block. Every time I go in the barbers, they're Big Joe from my block. Every cunt's calling me now.
No, I am, mate.
Yeah, I'm a Big Joe from my block.
You're Jermaine.
Jermaine.
Speaking of
Jermaine from the block.
We've got Jermaine from the block.
What's that mean?
This is not to be confused with Jermaine from the block.
You know, Jermaine from the block. You got to know him.
Yeah, you need to see that clip on YouTube.
Jermaine.
Next to him, we've got Sir Coughs-a-Lot, Mr. Bo.
Yeah, what's happening?
Next to him, we've got Crokey. They're both from Derry. They're best friends. Tell us how long you've been together.
Don't rule that way.
It's all in the wording.
I know.
Been together.
Like fucking five.
Oh, you're going to start a row here.
You have a microphone, Crokey.
I know him since he was about five.
Yeah, right. Since he was about five. Really, yeah. Right. So you probably know each other longer than any of us know each other.
Right.
Yeah, right. Jesus.
Shower together and everything.
That's it.
Well, how did we meet? Did we discuss this the last time?
I think we did.
I generally can't even mind now, but...
This is going to be a deja vu podcast, isn't it?
Yeah, how we all met and all that sort of jazz.
But you and Bo, I don't think we ever got into that. And no. Bo, you didn't really have a mic the last time, and now you've got a mic, so.
Especially bought for you.
You'll want to speak a bit closer into that, Bo.
No sweat.
There you go. That's it.
When I was younger, I used to
babysit.
Smash his mom.
Babysit Bo when it was my brother. My brother. You used to have to walk me home from school.
Oh, yeah.
And him and Bo were friends.
Oh, right, okay.
And I was always, stay behind. You're not walking with us. Stay back. And I'm, fucking dick. So one day I pick up a brick and threw it. Hits Bo in the head, busts him open. Ah! He goes running down to my house, screaming at me. Oh, he hit me.
Is that right, Bo? Or did he go running? Who went running crying?
That happened like...
Snitches end up
bricks
with
bricks don't make friends.
It was a big no.
But he hit him with a brick that hard that the poor young fellow was fucked and he thought it was his mate. When he woke up, he thought it was my best friend.
Joe!
I was thinking about that the other day too. I was like, why the fuck did I run to your ma's house for? Why not my ma's house?
You was going to tell on him, man.
He was making sure.
Getting hit for that shit.
Now that we're on the subject, Pod, he's still done it, regardless of the situation or what happened for.
And did he ever say sorry?
No. Let's go out the backyard.
There's plenty of bricks out the back, that's all I'm saying, when you're leaving.
Wouldn't do that.
Where'd you get the brick?
Head in his pocket, that fucking dude.
He made some
horses.
Shawshank Redemption.
Just pulled it off the side of a house.
Really? Brute force. Well, we missed a podcast for Christmas and New Year's, so that's kind of shit. But we did end on a good one that was Halloween. But this is season 2, episode 1. We've kind of got to beef it up a bit, you know. So has anybody got any ideas what to do? I didn't really come planned today. So if Joe, it's Jermaine. He's going to share that, are you?
I don't know. What? It depends on what road you want to go down.
We'll get
John Rogan
to the point that the last time I was here and then I left.
That's right. You boys, man.
You boys.
Jermaine.
I told you not to do it.
Are you
I
giving said, him a left home? Is that why he's going like
that? I said, don't do it.
That was keys. No, the last day, what did you say?
I'm sure I said, listen, Croaky won't have none of that with.
Nah.
What was it?
I left because I'm an MGK fan.
Do you not remember?
That's right.
Yeah. God, we stole that.
But well, Sean Ward dodged the bullet.
We all make mistakes.
You know?
We all make mistakes. You learn now. Just you listen to us from now on.
No problem.
Do you know what I mean? Like, so where's MGK now? You brought an album out. Didn't go nowhere. So you're a mucker is for
I
fuck off.
I bet he's made a fair bit.
I bet you'll have it spent and fucking it.
The album did not get received at all.
You paid for it on iTunes.
It was an EP.
You what?
You paid for it on iTunes.
Yeah,
I don't even have an iTunes account to be honest.
That's what's sad about it.
Whole situation. No, but I have to say, but I must have listened to it about more times than any Eminem tune. It was good, like, it was good, but Eminem burned them still.
Yep.
Yeah, that's not what she said last time, Crookie.
I know, Crookie. So you're going to scrap us and give me no top on, though.
Yeah, you waited till we...
Next month, then, social services man at the hell's house. Who was that wee Wayne run down there? Not fair. Johnson says, I don't have any Wayne's.
Did you do anything for New Year's? I don't think we saw each other much over that time period.
No, man.
You guys never call me, so...
God, how you just...
So we still didn't have a kitchen like that. We had no kitchen. And
oh, man, you got that Tesco Direct money, though, man. How come...
It went in Christmas Eve, like, so... We were lucky, like...
Oh, that's cool, yeah.
That whole period, that Christmas run of where you'd be planning on going out and all that shit, that didn't happen, like, that was... It was moody, there's some depression in my head.
Well, you have no light?
No, we had no lights down the stairs, and we had everything up the stairs.
Yeah, right? But I give you money for a top off.
What are you talking about? I was renovating.
Oh, the magnet fell off.
I was renovating. I don't even know how that magnet shit works.
But. Ah, you too. Who the fuck are you talking to? All your people know how that works.
early days, like not even 10 minutes.
Yeah,
in
it's like
when that starts.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Let's
my hair.
See how long is it
yours?
In? How long did it take for the racism to rear its... Oh, fucking 14 minutes in.
Oh, that's right.
And half of it was just
exactly
the intro, like
just
us
mumbled.
Just testing.
No, but sure, that's right. Last time it was only 5. I'm trying, we're getting there.
Well. I don't even clap anymore to edit on this because I'm just like, no, I need to check
Liam
everything.
Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson.
Right, please tell me about that, actually, because I see people slagging
right,
about
so
it.
So his friend got ripped. He was looking for about a whodunit, blah, blah, blah. It was his black boy, blah, blah, blah. He was running around, roaming the streets for about a week. He says, we have bat or whatever, looking for some black boy to approach him, and he was going to kill him. But he says, I was looking for some black bastard, just pure hatred on his voice when he said it.
What?
They come and approach me, and whatever.
You see, and the way, but the thing is, right, it has to be heard in context because you've got to
hear
how he says.
And then
it,
when he was
I mean?
Interviewed about it, he comes all his Northern Ireland shit. I'm like, whoa!
And the thing was, when I first heard about it, it was there was nothing about his tone changed or anything. It was just he was talking about the one time his friend was raped and he wanted to kill a black guy. And that's how it was put to me. And I was like, well, it was a black guy that did it. He went on a hunt to find his guy that did it. Ah, well...
No, not right. That.
But he didn't say it like that. That wasn't
no,
the context
not,
I heard it.
He wasn't looking for the guy that did it.
He's
just
looking
any black guy to approach him.
I was saying, and again, well, there you go. I didn't know that was the case, neither.
And he's just straight up...
I can
stand. So was it a black fella had ripped a female friend of his?
Yeah. Like, and he went out. He went out on a hunt. How I got it was that he went out on a hunt to find the black guy and kill him, not just any black guy.
But you're saying it was any. Just any.
Well, I think what he was referring to was it was like an interview about his new movie Revenge, and he was basically talking about it was in the context of how evil revenge is and what it can do for you and how it doesn't work for anybody. And that's what something he did when he was young and stupid way back when.
Yeah.
It wasn't how he feels now. He was totally saying I was foolish back then. And I mean, it's like sort of like, you know, there's a lot of people that are racist, but it seems like there's a lot more people calling each other racist for no reason.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's like, what where do you draw the line? Because, like, can someone not have done something years and years ago that was racist and no longer be racist? Are they now deemed to be racist for the rest of their life? Or, like, when you were 18 and you said the N-word,
but now you're 30,
and you're like, I feel stupid.
Well, it's like walk sticks.
See, the thing is, you're the product of
your environment. Yeah, but you haven't raped a kid, you know. And the idea of someone speaking against racism is to change it so that it's not there anymore. And if it's done that, then, you know, it's like researching through people's tweets to find out if they were racist in 2001. I think that's a bit much. Like,
would that not be the same? And I'm probably really wrong here, but as you were saying, like, if you did rip away when you were 14.
But that's not the case. We're talking about racism. Nothing to do with that.
But is that not what you just said there now?
No, that's too
tough. I just said it's not like you raped someone or raped a kid or molested someone.
But I just mean it down the lines of, that person could be changed.
Yeah, exactly.
As well.
Well, who?
Like, I mean, someone at ripping a kid.
It depends. There's a lot of more, you know, sociopathic sort of stuff going on.
There's a lot more to it than just
and you've
being
wrecked
racist.
Someone's life forever.
To an extent, racism is socially acceptable in certain areas, whereas raping a child or
it's just not. Anybody,
it's not. So it's two different, totally different.
Unless you're an Illuminati.
You know.
Jesus. Or you're a celebrity. And you're paying for
a soldier soul for Hollywood.
Said something as a youngin.
Or R. Kelly.
Out of anger. Oof.
unless you're R. Kelly.
Unless you're R. Kelly.
Her mouth's telling me no.
No, the lyrics to that will never be heard the same again.
No,
baby. What?
No,
I don't want to hurt nobody. What? There's something I must confess.
What do you think about it when that, what was that song?
Is that a confession?
What's that song? Is it Keys to Ignition? Is that the name of it?
Yeah.
Ignition.
Yeah.
He says, you take it in your room and take away into your room. Somebody.
I have temporarily suspended playing that song at gigs to find the outcome of this situation.
Yeah, well, I'll wait to see what happens in the court. He's way of getting it out of him, you know, is to let people know what he was doing. I mean, calling himself the Pied Piper.
No. Well, did he? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Was it legal in that state or something?
In Mexico.
Is he still illegal in America?
No,
they forged her documents.
That's right.
Is that true? That's definitely.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, that happened. Then after, I think it was like 3 months after her parents filed.
And then her song's even more fucked up. AJ,
nothing but a number.
Is he on this song or is he on this song? Is he on this program that's on Sky?
It's all about him.
Aye, but is he talking about it or getting interviewed? No.
Yeah, well, there's interviews of him on it. Not them for that show, but there's interviews where he's with...
Past interviews and stuff like that.
And he's talking about... He's actually on the stage with Aaliyah on one of them. And at this stage, they are married.
I recorded it. And a couple of times, I was going to watch it. And it's like, I don't want to watch this. If he's going to be telling me... Because I don't know that much about him. So, and I was just like, I don't want to watch this. If he's going to be talking about him fucking... ripping young ones or
no, it goes more into it than that. It goes because it is more than that. It's not just one day he went, got this girl, raped her, kept her, whatever. No, he manipulates these people. You know what I mean? He manipulates them. Like, there was a whole DVD, they were selling this shit on bootleg DVD to people just in the markets in America.
That's mad.
Hey? He had two copies.
I suppose that the question is like, is
he spent his money in the two copies and ran out of fucking electricity. You know what happened?
Jesus Christ. I don't even know if I don't even know if I need to edit that. Fuck them.
Fuck them.
Sorry.
I don't know. It's just like.
He's going to be singing I Believe I Can Fry if some of this shit goes through.
Hell. Look, he was doing all this, getting away with all this madness, all these girls walking around the house, and then he comes out with I'm the greatest. It's like, listen to his lyrics, they're telling
What's
you everything
more
about
fucked
him.
Up about us, he thinks he's doing nothing wrong.
No, yeah, he thinks this is just normal behaviour.
Happy days, I'm
away. But legally.
They try to say that, oh, he was molested by his sister or someone like that, someone close in the family. And that's why he is as he is now. But look,
you still have to be dealt with.
There has to be some sort of consequence here. And I think a long time ago, people turned a blind eye to it. But and there's a lot of people that are implicated, and they should be pulled up as well. Because there's people, even on the show, they're saying, yeah, like, I messaged the girl, I rang her to come and meet him, blah, blah, blah. And these men knew that these were underage girls. He was hanging out at the fucking schools.
And that's different from looking up someone's Twitter history and pulling up something that's semi-racism.
McDonald's, you know what I mean? What the fuck is...
Did you hear about Rolf Harris?
Rolf Harris.
Who's that?
Showed up at a school all day on the playground and all, start waving their weights.
Oh, Rolf
Harris?
Started
waving all the
week. Fuck
Rolf
off.
That you did with Dennis.
Was he from Derry?
Yeah. Rolf from a brandy, will I?
Oh, he wouldn't surprise me.
He used to do all the art pictures and all that on TV.
Art attack.
Oil glasses.
Was he Art Attack?
No, he wasn't.
Tell me.
No.
Let's not give.
Was he the
Sorry, Art Attack. That's nothing to do with you.
So what's that got? What's wrong with you doing?
Remember, you stepped the big
because
metal sheet.
Because he was done for paedophilia, wasn't he?
Was he?
I thought he was inside.
I really watch these lads.
But all the day, that was apparently showed up at some like school and all, and started waving at all wee pupils and all.
But that, you know what that was? He seen a sculptor on the grounds, and he went to get wood off him, and the principal approached him. And says, what's happening? But get the fuck out. You leave, you know.
Joe.
Can I fucking please you?
Joe Harris.
He's the only one whose nose is...
He's getting all excited.
He's snoring on the mic.
He's getting louder. He's like, yeah, kids.
It's not. It's a bump in my jeans, right?
Breathing like Ralph Harris.
It's a long mobile phone.
Well, at any rate, my opinion is that that's looking back at someone's history to find them for paedophilia is different from looking through someone's Twitter history to find something that you can be offended by that you think was racist.
That happened to... You know.
And if this guy self-admitted that this is the way I thought and I was wrong, that's a really good step in my opinion.
That should be enough.
Yeah,
an apology and to say, look, I'm not like that now, whatever, that should be enough.
It's like Kevin Hart apologizing.
Kevin Hart, yeah. You know? I mean, listen, how long ago was that? Was that 2001 or 2000?
Exactly.
What did he do? He said something about gay people. It was a joke.
It was a comedy. It wasn't like he was just giving them grief. It was a joke.
Deal, fuck him.
You know, and back then, it was more socially acceptable as well for people to crack jokes about black people, white people, gay people, straight people.
Remember the old Bernie Mac stand-up? And he's on about his nephew.
He's a faggot, no kid talk all like this here.
Well, Eddie Murphy as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Who was bisexual, is that correct? Yeah.
Eddie Murphy, I think he was.
Double check that.
That's a Joe Knows
fact from me.
Fact.
Joe Knows.
But see the
he loved his Spanish too, didn't he?
Joe? No, Joe. I'm making cutbacks. Thanks for that fucking man on there, bastard. But I didn't say that the whole show. Throws up one word and it looks as if I love tranning the fucker. Did you write about things like that about them saying stuff in the past? Because Eminem, didn't Eminem mention something in that interview that he'd done that five parts to it? He mentioned like.
But Tyler, the creator?
No, just in general, he was saying that. It's not like the old albums where he would try and say fucking faggots and blah 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 and all that shit. He doesn't really do it as much now.
Because it's not acceptable.
But I mean, I think he made his point.
I
think he made his point in 8 Mile when he did that freestyle with the guy down at his at the factory he worked at. Remember that? It was his exhibit.
But no, he's like, at this place for so long, your boots are growing roots.
Paul,
or something.
Yeah, but the exhibit's character was having to go with the gay guy. So when Eminem stepped up, one of the lines he said was like. Paul's gay, you're a faggot to Exhibit's character.
Paul's and that gay, was you're a faggot, don't even risk it. This guy's starving to death, someone get him a biscuit.
Yeah, and then
I've seen that for
you
months.
Need to get out,
and then him and Paul's cool and then Paul covers his shift because he had his back out there like that.
Remember that
so he could go down and battle. Yeah, I think that he was making that point then, and it's like people, there's always something to be offended of.
People's too fucking sensitive. You know, People are a bunch of crying bastards, just in general. You know what I mean? I'm a man, I'm a woman, I'm gay, I'm straight. What'd you call me? Shut the fuck up.
But see, like, I always say this, and I have a lot of gay friends, and I would just always say to them...
Well, we know.
Shut up. I tell you now, I don't fight, but I'll fucking tear the fist you. My Brandy says that years ago, we came out of the Abercorn. No, Brandy Donnelly. Me and Brandy, we were out drinking one night, and we were walking into Abercorn Garage. Some boy came walking out past me and Brandy, and he just looked at Brandy, you specky bastard. He says, hey, Brandy, I said, what the fuck do you say? And Brandy says, oh, no, I am standing here. And they came in with that, us or whatever, and I just slapped him on. They moved over the car bonnet. It was actually our Jason pulled up, my wee brother. And Brendan, your man's cleared, running around there. I'll be back now, with my mates and all. Nice, that's right, I'll be up here with Nonny. Bring as many as you can. Brendan's all to me, hey, lad, I can't fight for fuck. He said, but I'll tell you one thing, I'll tear the fist of somebody. I'm fucking dirty, greasy, nails on bed, serious, too. I'll never bring anything. Fair play to him, but he wasn't joking. But you're on about another topic. Well, you've all seen that program, The Chase. Where your man...
The game show.
I think it's The Chase where your man says...
They have to...
You're about the question about Derry.
Your man says, name a thing. Where is the street, the bog side from? Your man says, Londonderry. And he says it's Derry. But then now they've edited the video and put a ram mask on him. And the whole time someone came up there. Do you see that? Oh, so good. You put the link in for that for your tourist buddies. But
it's that way around. He says, no, it's Londonderry.
He says, your man says Londonderry. And he says, no, it's Derry. And then someone had edited the video and nobody put on the balaclava and the chucking. Hey! Black and Tans. That was a song he played. Black and Tans. It was a fucking belter, hey. But you should put a link up for that for them to watch because it was pretty good.
Well, I will, but I don't know if they'll know. You see, we know it because we know what the IRA is, and we know that they don't know much.
We'll tell them now, and they can Google it.
You want to do the rest of the show just about the IRA?
No, but I'm just saying for your tourists and for the Americans, it's worth listening on when you come to Derry.
Sure, last time you said fuck the Americans.
Exactly. So if you let me finish, that's why nobody likes
you. 2019, Joe's changed.
I'm sorry that the middle of my conversation interrupted the start of yours.
Yeah.
Mic drop. So. When you Americans do come visit Derry, spend fucking money. Don't be going into a bar with tennies and buying one pint of Guinness between tennies, you tight bastards. They're absolute stokes. 12
tip,
grand, 12
tip
grand
the,
they spent
tip the people
between
as well.
Them only buy one pint. It's in Patters. If I was Patters, I'd have a sign up. And I'm not joking me. I would have put a sign up saying a drink per person or fuck off. Because they sit for hours listening to songs all night.
You've a half already drinking.
That's a rat. Swore to God, hey.
The Bloody Basement Podcast.
By Mr. Black Pasta.
But I put up a... But we might as well about the bomb scares, no?
Yeah, there's been some bomb scares. And that's been worldwide. That's pretty big news. Yes, we live in that city.
And we fucking fear nobody. No surrender!
On the way up earlier, I drove past a cylinder wrapped in plastic at the site of McGee College. University. And when I got on down the road to the top of William Street, then there was a taxi crashed into the traffic island blocking the road. So that's probably another one happening now.
That's today.
Just tonight?
Yeah, but not long ago.
Yeah,
but
just a an hour.
And, but it's that casual day. Us were driving past, like, look, a bomb. Yeah,
yeah, that's true, yeah.
Can we snap it out, me selfie?
Man's taking selfies, no. A bomb, I'll be fighting beside them. But the video, you should put up the link of the video since we are talking about it to
the bomb last week.
The bomb going off, actually. Yeah, it's a good idea, actually.
It showed you a lockout.
One's walking for it.
I walk out from work
every Saturday night.
Hey?
I walk out way too usually from Saturday night.
Guys, you're tight conjure like in a taxi.
Your prices.
The fucking nicest car in Long Dura across the community. But I put a link up for that too. It was pretty good.
I will do.
Let me see.
Well, let's take a break. I want to play some music from Peter's Uppelnix. This is a song he wrote off of. I don't even think he has an album out at the minute. He's working on some stuff that I wrote and we wrote together. But he's coming over next week, actually. So
that's the one you let me hear the last day I was here.
Yeah,
he's
got a good voice, man.
Is that your stage name, Joe?
Hey?
Is that your stage name, Joe?
Yes, yeah, Painter's
Uppelnix.
Yes, say it again.
I'm on the dole.
Painter's Uppelnix.
I'm on the dole, lad. Are we saying
that? No, you say it now, Joe.
I can't even know what he says. I'm in France. Right there, Papel's Uppelnix.
It's not bad. Painter's.
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 Painter's. Painter's Uppelnix.
Painter's Uppelnix. Yeah. That sounds like a special needs giraffe.
Painter.
Sounds like a nice Painter's,
please. It's okay. Joe's simple. He doesn't mean it.
Medication time.
I really good singer. Yeah,
yeah, we'll get him in. We'll get him in on the next podcast when he's over and he can play some guitar and sing for us as well.
I'm not calling him.
Yeah, no. He can have Joe's seat.
I'll just call him. Nah, you're right. I'll take my mic home. Fucking share.
I'll take the fucking table with me.
But they,
well,
I want to do a shout out.
Are you going to do another fucking...
Go on, fuck up with you with your breaks. You don't even like Kit Kats, anyway. Do I want to do a shout out to Brazzle Brits?
Oh, Grazzy, Brazzle, Brizzy, Brazzle.
Brazzle, Brizzy, Brizzy. And Glenn. Glenn, that's what I want to show.
Yeah, fantastic show I saw with Glenn. We'll talk about that.
Funny.
I will not talk about it because I never got invited. So fuck you, Glenn. You wee bastard. I know we love. I would have went. I would have loved it. Go to that. I would have done a live video and contact me this page from 23,000 followers. Just shout that out. Mic drop.
This is Pedro Doppelnix with Fly on the Bloody Basement. The Bloody Basement podcast.
So we're going to play Giraffe here.
Fuck up, Joe.
Giraffe. Oh, yes. Giraffe it.
I wanna fly so high, higher than last time, so high, deeper than last time. That's how you feel for me. It's how you feel for you. That's how you feel for me. You can break it. I can take you higher than this. Whoa, whoa. Higher than this. You can't stop the things we're trying to bring you down. I'm spreading my wings, you're trying to bring us down. So shy, gotta get out there. So shy, she must be somewhere. That's how you feel for me. It's how you feel for you. That's how you feel for me. You can break it, I can take you higher than this. Oh, higher than this.
The Bloody Basement Podcast, I'm Mr. Black, and we're back. That was Peter Zuppelnix. Can everybody say that together? One, two, three. Didn't think so.
Giraffe neck.
Giraffe neck. Giraffe neck. Oh, we'll get you in a podcast with him. Sure. Cunt. I'm going to leave the cunt part in.
They'll be like, why would you call him Joe a cunt? What did he say?
Croaky, you can't take him nowhere.
Cunt with a K.
Just by the way, Krogi's not actually a proper BSB boy.
Here, listen, me over here, we're a fucking
Bishop Street boy.
Aye.
Bishop Street, are you a Bishop Street boy?
Oh man, I run the BSE.
Bishop Street. Is it because you want it that way?
Bishop Street, good song.
I want it that way. R. Kelly.
I'll admit, I was dying to bust out Tell Me Why there for a second.
And of course you were, you're sitting there with Woody.
Yeah, you're lying if you don't. Tell me.
Tell me why. It took me a minute to realize what song you're
doing. Well, that's because Joe's singing it.
Well, show the tattoo in your back, boys.
Sitting there with his legs crossed.
Tell me why.
Which one for you, old man? Do that.
What?
What?
Bo.
See, that's.
Bo has spoke.
That's how you know he's nearly 40.
I don't know, subtitles on.
That's how you know Jermaine's nearly 40.
I sit to fit in. I sit to be comfortable, man.
Sitting like.
I sit to be comfortable. I don't give a fuck.
Looks like you're about to read the paper.
Never mind my sitting preference.
I don't know what to edit.
All of it.
We just start over. Welcome to the Bloody Basement Podcast. I'm Mr. Black. One thing we're definitely not tonight is high.
No.
Shit.
What is
like,
that?
I'm
what?
Just being honest.
What is that?
We have not smoked weed tonight.
Mm-mm.
I haven't.
You. Joe has.
Oh, Joe
actually.
Is higher than a giraffe's teddy over there in the corner.
Hey, bring me a giraffe back, boy.
I don't know if that works because the giraffe's titties are pretty proportionate. Like, it's the neck. It starts to kind of... Are their necks on their throat?
Do you see what I'm talking about? He knows just on... Who even... What, like, that's just unnecessary information. Like...
But I was just going to let him run with it. Like, I was just curious to see where
he was.
Because
he tells people he's my myth.
Yes, yes. It might have actually been funny, but Joe couldn't take that, you see. He thinks it's his show now.
Yeah.
As long as you know that Joe knows that it's his show.
And Joe doesn't know.
The Joe knows it's his
Scotty
show.
Scotty doesn't know. Show. Scotty doesn't know.
The Joe knows it's his
Yeah, come on, do a rap.
Yeah, Joe, Irish Joe's going to do a rap.
No, I'm not going to keep saying that for
her. Come on.
I don't even rap Christmas presents. Go fuck off.
I saw your little artwork you had done for yourself. Irish Joe, the Don, you posted up on Twitter, created yourself a Twitter profile, started calling yourself Irish Joe, the Don.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you got to bust something. That's like a rapper name.
No,
you should start doing challenges. So, like, for every podcast,
Joe's got to
have done something or do something on the next podcast. You know, something that he's got to go and study something, you know, give him a challenge. You know, have you listened to Radio 1
like Carl Pilkington.
You know, yeah. Like Sideman.
Idiot at home.
You know, and you're getting to do some random shit.
I have feelings
shit.
To you, know.
Instead
you
of idiot
really
abroad.
Sometimes.
That'd be dope. That'd be funny.
I'll cancel the whole show. You keep it up.
Joe, grab your headphones. Would you, please?
Don't tell me what to do. Show me what to do. Squatter Studio.
Effects by Joe.
Because Joe knows.
We need a jingle for you. Yeah, I agree with Jermaine, though. We need like a segment or something that you do every week where it's like... You know, like Peter Griffin's grind my gears. Remember that? No one really grinds my gears.
No.
Yeah, man. It doesn't have to be nothing like totally outrageous. Like.
But keep a journal. I want you to keep a journal.
No,
every
you
day,
do.
I want you to write
from here.
No, man. This is.
But this
Justin's
time,
and Sideman's show.
Yeah, you can
but
call
this
me
time, yeah. But this time next week, we need an R&B song from you.
Tasmania, sit beside this person.
Do you mind Dave Chappelle? He's like, P. Diddy making the band. I'm going to need you to go down to Queens and get me a sugar cookie. Do you remember that Dave Chappelle did that skit about where he played Diddy and making the band?
Diddy with a cheesecake? Shit.
Let's go down to Queens, give me a sugar cookie.
Sugar cookie.
Would you be up for that, though?
No.
And some Cambodian immigrant breast milk.
What's your sugar cookie? Fucking play to Emma about that,
what?
Play to Emma about
I've never met anyone from Cambodia.
No, but immigration breast milk? One up the stairs.
Joe's been crushing on Mrs. B tonight.
Oh, no doubt.
It's understandable. I mean, his missus is getting a bit older and she's starting to kind of, you know,
anything to
rough
say,
around the edges.
We all look the same, eating a pulla. He pulled her. She bends you over and fucks you. Do you know what his pet name is? Justin Smack. Take at you. He's saying.
Justin Smack. I don't
she just taps
Justin
you.
Justin Smack.
She smacks you when she spanks you, lad.
Well, that's what spanking's all about.
Because they're cousins.
What, you want a little love tap?
No.
See, that's why you were the lane.
But that's why you. That's right. You're fucking. Your missus is fucking you. There's a difference.
That's right, man. Can't keep her off me.
Oh, why don't we?
Or yours.
Mr. Black Pastas. Bloody Basement Podcast.
What do you think about smoking weed? Should it be legal?
Oh,
100%.
Oh,
and this was before all of the medical.
Oh, how would it? Why could you? Every 3-4 years of sitting there, your brains has just turned to mush.
Nah, what are you talking about?
See?
Dude.
What did you say, dude?
Dude.
I started right. Drinks. You can get drunk anywhere. Drink makes you do stupid shit. You smoke a joint, man. You ain't gonna do stupid shit.
But you can't get alcohol on Christmas, so.
You
at least it's holy.
But you can. You can talk bars
on Christmas Day.
You can talk a lot of stupid shit and then not do nothing either.
But you don't need weed for it.
Well, this is true.
See, alcohol is one of the biggest gateway drugs in the world. While
cannabis is only a gateway off ridge, and then you're bad.
And then when you're looking for work again, you would lie on the floor.
That's bullshit, man.
Look, Bo, he smokes constantly and he works non-stop.
They pay for his smoke?
No, can I?
Well, some people are working to pay for their drink, and you know, you spend a lot more on drink.
They're coping their Xanax and...
Yeah. Little Tay.
Little heroin and stuff.
Little Tay. 6ix9ine. We talked about him last time as well. Hey, what's going on? Well, what you wanted, Jermaine, has happened. Well, you said...
But I told you.
Hold on. I want to include a flashback to the previous podcast where Jermaine said he wanted 6ix9ine to go away and to fuck off.
Yeah.
Right here.
He's making money, yes, but that doesn't mean that he should be like, I want him to fuck off. I want him to
I want him to go away. You know what I mean?
I don't want to give him no kudos.
Tell you one thing now. I never heard one of his songs.
But Jermaine was right about it. He's fucking off and going away. What's he looking, 40 years or something?
It was 40
years. Has it gone down now, has it?
It's tightened.
He's going to
sink squealing. He's squealing on them all. Yeah.
But you know what? This is going to be good reading.
He's going to be up in court testifying in the back, jumping.
Yeah.
It was him.
You know, if he gives them the right people, he may not even do that much time. He may end up with like a new identity. They're going to have to like laser off all that bullshit.
Are you getting rid of that shit there? Yeah. You may as well die.
Have you seen what they done there, Michael?
Did you see what they did? No, have you seen Soulja Boy?
Oh, hey.
No.
Hey, listen.
Who's he looking to fight? Jake Paul now or something?
He got that shit all lasered off. Like, I mean, it did look weird. When I first spotted it, it looked like he had...
What'd he say? He was one of the first ones run around and rap. They have a fist tattoo, and as soon as they got one, his label dropped him.
Yeah.
And now your label practically won't sign you if you don't have one.
Yeah.
You know, and then he was on The Breakfast Club giving all that, I started all this.
Yeah,
and he's speaking facts.
Yeah, no, he did. He did. He was. He looked a bit mad.
Who's speaking, speaking facts about
Drake?
What?
Drake?
Who was this? Soulja Boy?
Soulja Boy.
Oh, he was saying I started the whole tattoos in the fist?
No.
He just did. Pretty well. I suppose you could go to Tyson there.
He was the first artist on YouTube.
Oh, Soulja Boy?
He was the first artist on YouTube.
Is he saying that or is that facts?
No, it's facts.
Oh, very good. Facts. I never knew that.
And a few other things, can't really think off ahead, that he started in trends. And most, everybody's going, oh, you're mad. But every rapper will tell you, he's not lying.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He started a lot of...
A lot of those guys back then did that. Even guys like Master P and stuff.
He started all the wee dance crazes too.
Soulja
Boy, Superman.
Crank that.
Soulja
Boy, man, got that new dance called Soulja Boy. Man, you crank back, lean back, left down, left to right.
But he's out now to promote his new album, just basically, and he's out giving it a bit. He must be fed up with everybody.
Many albums has he had out since that song?
Probably a few, but countless mixtapes.
Is it? Yeah. Is he good? Like, I haven't listened to anything other than one song.
He's worth a fair bit, so some people don't like South rap, some people don't like West Coast rap, some people don't like New York rap, East Coast stuff.
Mm.
You know, but depends.
Down south, some of the guys can be a bit different.
The Bloody Basement Podcast.
By Mr. Black Pasta.
What about your boy, 21 Savage?
That's a shit one.
He's not going to be deported or not.
Is that the guy? Oh, yes, English. He's English.
Yeah. Born in New York, moved over when he was 7.
Isn't that for some like tropical island or something? That's not English.
No, do you know what it
Listen,
was?
Listen, I can't be angry at that.
No, you can't be. Nobody can. I would, as a child.
I think you should stay. He's been there for fucking donkeys. You know what I mean?
See, that's what his solicitor was saying anyway, that because, you know, now he's in the position where he has to prove that he's been living there for 10 years and contributing to society. So we go up in front of a judge and they look at all of the information. I mean, Jesus, he's there. He's 20.
Is he paying tax though?
Yeah, of course.
Is he? Well, there you go. That's all right then.
Don't you be shooting up in here, Joe.
Well, so how do you do it then, Justin?
He's never going to leave. It's just the situation that he's in now. You know, they kept making a point of saying about his music because he was talking about where's he from?
Children at the Border. That's what he done. He changed the words this song last week on like Saturday Night Live or something, but he changed a few words to something about that ICE crowd taking children at the border.
Right.
And then a few days later, bada boom, bing.
The ICE crowd?
Immigration, custom enforcement,
oh,
or
right,
something.
Right.
Or,
I'm not sure. I got you.
So he's just in a bit of a pickle at the moment, but it'd be a great story to tell. I can't wait for his next track. Like.
Which one?
Some of the memes are hilarious.
Soulja Boy or 6ix9ine?
I don't know, yeah.
Some of the memes are hilarious. One when 21 Savage says he's on the booth and it's a red London phone box. It must be one of his songs where he says he's got 21 dudes outside and red or something like that.
Red coats, probably.
Red coat. Red coat. And it's the guards outside Buckingham Palace.
But no, on the real about that, I don't know much about him, so I don't know if he's been in trouble with the law or anything like that. But
I think he has felonies.
Has he?
But that's what they're saying too. Like, he's been living there,
does
working,
he
paying
have,
taxes.
He has an American accent, though, doesn't he?
He's been living there since he's five.
Yeah,
five or seven.
Yeah, well,
so you know,
as far as all,
what are you
going
to do now? Send him back to England.
How much do you remember of being 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7?
His parents are from.
I think if he's done wrong,
Dominica.
I'm not too sure. I just know that they moved from there to there.
Move
as
from
far
there
as
to
he
London.
Knows, that's what he. Jesus, at 7 years of age or 5 years of age, you don't store those memories for life of moving over. You know what I mean? You remember going to school, going to secondary school,
there's people,
hanging
out
on the street.
There's people
who
posting.
Running with then not.
What do they call primary school and
elementary?
Elementary. There's people posting pictures. Oh.
Douchebag.
Thanks, Joe.
That means he loves you.
See,
he just blew some smoke in my face.
I want the fuck ears on.
Douchebag. Here, do you want to get him back? That's better than his.
What's his?
Crooked lad, he'll not really hack that.
Don't inhale it.
Don't inhale.
Don't inhale. If they make you cough. You gotta press the whole side, that whole thing there is the button.
Oh, shit.
Punk.
Jeez. Vape Nash. This isn't even a podcast. This is just a fucking party.
It's a vape gin.
It's just a vape party.
That's CBD work for you.
What is that?
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah. What? I've been looking more into it now.
Smoke dog, baby.
It's like a hot box, and this is like an old party back in the day. Where's Ivan?
No, this is how it used to be before we.
Shit.
You got a miss.
You don't want to know.
Crackers, Adler.
We'll save that for legal reasons.
Well, yeah, you can tell me that after for definite.
Mm.
Tell a scary story.
Also green lemonade and all.
You get a story about green lemonade? Is it like a Dr. Seuss story, though?
Probably.
You can probably make one up. Go.
Would you want to do a sentence each or something?
I've heard a horror story tomorrow. Right?
Five guys in a room doing a sentence each to make a story on a mic.
Nah.
Don't think that's.
There'd be a lot of just silence. Cause
the first one says.
Stone there.
We'd be trying to rhyme, I think. We'd be trying to rhyme.
Yeah.
Not Joe, though.
Joe starts singing in the background.
Joe memorized the lyrics before we make it up.
Fuck.
Yeah, I wrote that, innit?
Yeah. I wrote that for him. Man, he used to go to his gigs.
Joe used to go to my gigs.
I used to go to his gigs. I'm all busting his chops, Justin singing away and all. Everybody loving him. I used to sit down me. It's a couple of some girl and fellas or whatever, couples and all, chatting away to one and all. Oh, God, do you know your man, Justin? It's my best smoker. Oh, God, he's brilliant, isn't he? He says, why I write all his songs? Oh, D.I. Why did they go, I'm not your smoker. He writes your songs.
You up there making sure you get your 40%.
I used to go, write a song now.
Know what I mean? I said, why don't you just say it them all the time? Even when he's just passing, I said, I don't know Joe McFay, write your song. That's that fucking
way. That genuinely happens. Some guy coming,
that could be a good
Joe
talk.
McVay, write all your songs,
song,
right?
No, I can't think.
What do you say?
Hey?
What do you
say?
Aye, I say he does.
Aye, does.
Because
then it takes the attention off me. He used to deal with him.
What about that?
Joe, go and write me a song.
But you have to sing it.
And I get paid for it.
No, fuck. No, well, if you can make money off it, yeah, that's right.
Joe's your ghostwriter.
You've got to write the song, and then you've got to sing it.
Joe's your ghostwriter?
That's the challenge.
Um,
oh, look, come on.
I've got to write the song.
No, he's got to write the song, and you've got to sing it.
So you've got a ghostwriter.
No, because he can't write fucking... How can you just sing and...
Matter.
All right, okay, I'll go for
matter.
It. I'll
does a ghostwriter matter?
There you go. Come on, Joe.
I can't. Simon's not allowed me to do anything like that, for the show.
All right, James. Arthur.
Simon.
What? James Arthur.
Simon Coyle.
What do you think? Do you think a ghostwriter matters in rap?
No.
Yeah, to me, a little bit. Yeah, a lot.
I think
yep.
it does.
I mean,
rap,
if you... if you
to be personal.
Yeah.
I'm on a fence with, and I'll tell you why.
Well...
See, if I was a great rapper, let's just say I'm a brilliant rapper and I couldn't write a song, and somebody says to me, here's a song for you.
But you're not
and
a brilliant gonna, rapper if you can't really write a song.
No, right? Well, I know plenty of people who should... But even if you weren't...
Who?
Well, she's...
Sarah? Making,
no, she's making millions with Iggy Azalea. Look at the money she's made. She's it's not
she
a ghostwriter.
She's yeah. just published. She's just
but it doesn't matter, lad. She's still got millions.
That doesn't mean
it's
she
not.
Rap.
But some people don't do music
aye, but
because
I make,
they want millions.
I'm yes, but I make,
you know,
is,
some people do because they feel like they're an artist. You know,
they love it. I know that, but this is what I'm. This why I'm.
But
on
see,
that.
People always assume that. Oh, but they're making millions doing it.
No,
they
but that's why I'm
going to make millions. And
that's
like,
why I says.
You make millions if you sell your soul.
That's all right. I wouldn't give a fuck. Millions of people
doesn't have one.
But see, it
doesn't
is,
have one.
This is my point that I'm trying to make. Why I'm on the fence of a ghostwriter? Because if somebody says to me, "There's a great song here. Hey, you could make millions off it," I would take no bother, no sweat. Fucking Eminem and anybody else who writes and rap and dusses me about it, I don't care. Do I have fucking 2 million in my bank?
You're not a musician.
Then you're not really.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Puppy.
That's
you're probably 2 million in my bank. Call me what you want.
The thing about the hip hop was it was personal. It was an experience. You were telling your story.
I know, but
so for somebody to go here, there's a track for you. It's like
I know,
well,
but
it's different
you
if
know
you write it together.
Me.
They help you and
yeah.
You know what I mean.
Boys, adapt. Take your oil. Hey, it's just the way the world's going. It's full of ghostwriters. Even the singers.
They don't even write.
Bruno Mars was a ghostwriter for years.
Singers ain't the same thing.
Get in there. They put in a line. They talk
but even singing then.
Well,
but singing, there's a different concept.
There's
they
a different,
rap than
yeah.
singing.
No, I know, but they don't care. Still don't any money, so fuck
you.
No,
you
don't
not
see,
really. Not really.
You don't see
you know,
why a lot of people out re-releasing, you know, people go out
free.
And do a Rolling Stone song and put it
yeah,
back,
yeah,
put it
yeah.
out now, do it
yeah,
a bit
but,
differently.
Yeah, but you can't
no
do
one's
that.
Going back and doing a Dre track or an Eminem track and genuinely putting that out.
Yeah.
Like you would put out a cover of another song. Rap
yeah.
is personal, and that's it's telling you,
it's
somebody's
story.
You want
to
say?
No, I know it, but there's people that's doing it.
Sure,
mixtapes
mix mixtapes are free. So, and streaming's free too, more or less now. Just so even at that, if you know like that it's a mixtape and you had a ghostwriter on it, does that matter?
What are you asking me?
I'm asking any.
No, I don't. I don't care, but if I was going
to...
Now what I think about
it... I'm not saying I wouldn't listen to what he's got a ghostwriter if it was good stuff. But it would definitely diminish what view I would have of the person.
Then it's commercial. If you have a ghostwriter, it's a way commercial.
But see,
by what you're
hip-hop
saying.
Was nice because it used to get out and there was a fair bit of originality in it.
You know?
But I mean, you think about Eazy-E, the
right?
ghostwriter.
Sure, it's different if you've got a rapper, like a conscious rapper.
Woke.
Rather than
you mean woke?
A woke rapper.
Some
conscious
yayo.
Rapper. Over a trap rapper.
Aye, but it's just there. What Justin says there, like Eazy, he didn't write his own stuff. Ice Cube
was he a rapper, but they
yeah,
invented
but
something.
But nobody tried to hate.
But they invented
they didn't
something.
Hide that.
And
they
were in the group
these
together.
So then
everybody knew. Whereas these artists are putting out.
But
this
that doesn't
material.
Change it. The what we're on about. If somebody,
yeah, it was totally different. They're not inventing anything now. Back then, they invented that whole style of rap. By putting all those things together, so they threw the lyrics in there as well.
So that makes it okay for a ghostwriter? So now you're picking and choosing when it suits you?
I never said it wasn't okay.
So we'll
I just
up.
Said it would
go
diminish the sign. It would diminish what I feel about the actual artist in question. That's what it would do. I couldn't look at someone... If I found out someone ghostwrote all Tupac songs, that's me off the Tupac
yep.
tip.
Aye.
I would enjoy the tracks, but I wouldn't be on the tip no more.
Aye.
Same as Eminem.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Dick Ride the Greats, Joe.
What?
Dick Ride the Greats, Joe.
It's always about
balls in your face.
It's always about
teabag.
Always about cock.
Kettle open.
But just as you were on about, you just said there now about everything being digital and all that. Have you watched, because remember we discussed it before about that program with Dr. Dre and Eminem and all, the Define ones. Have you all
we
seen
talked
it?
About that already
did
as well.
Did we talk
yeah,
about it?
No, I didn't actually get around to
so
watching
yeah,
it.
I knew one of us didn't. That's why I brought up. I knew one of us says it.
You're just bringing up everything off the podcast we all had together the first time.
Aye, but he didn't watch it. I knew a couple of us says that they didn't watch it at the time.
So you don't think anybody who has a ghostwriter loses any credibility?
Yes, definitely.
Definitely. I think they do.
I don't know. I don't know.
I can listen to Drake, but if someone's ghostwriting all Drake's fits and shit, then I'm not going to believe what he says.
Since I heard that, the whole Quentin Miller thing, all that, I just look at him different.
What's his, sorry?
Drake.
Why, is all his stuff ghostwriting as well?
No.
That's probably why I don't like him.
His was somebody else's.
No, Quentin Miller, a ghostwriter, producer, whatever it is. Who was it? Pusha T. Came out saying he has a ghostwriter, named your man and all that, and started naming songs that he was writing on for him and stuff like that. And I think they tried to deny it. Drake was like, no, I don't have a ghostwriter. And that's how all that shit then started.
All that.
What? What the fuck are you talking about? That's why loud,
hey? Because you can't hear yourself breathing on the fucking mic.
So what's that mean?
You're going...
Sorry, that's my mic. I'll do what I want.
That is the mic you use so every time,
your
actually.
Your man that you're on about, he is like a part-time ghostwriter.
You straighten the mic as well and talking to the front of it. It's like your first podcast.
It was ghostwriting for Drake.
Joe.
And they're all denying it, basically.
Pull it straight. You're talking into
they're
the side of it.
They're saying that he was doing some work with him.
I see the shock mount here. Turn that.
Turn this thing here?
Yeah. There you go. That's better.
Your man wrote pilot. That's fucking...
Watch your nose on the mic. You're snoring on it.
He wrote a few things or a part of something for Drake, and Drake acting like he writes all his own stuff. Boy exposed him. Blah blah.
How was he acting? Did he wrote it all himself? Like, did he actually say it? I'm generally only asking here.
No, well, if you're a rapper, you're just assumed they write all your own stuff. You know.
Like Azalea.
Like,
yes.
Jesus Christ.
Well, no, I don't. She's fucking useless.
She's just a commercial fucking gimmick.
Yeah, but it was funny because his TA is her fucking manager. Like, he's whatever he was out there. Like,
he's making money.
He was getting some money and a quick ride.
It's a product.
So
doing what they all do.
Fancy clothes and give it some good lyrics and make some money off of it.
Like, do you ever hear a good rap song? It ends up on the radio, and then all of a sudden you just don't like it.
Nowadays you get that over and over and over.
Because that's commercialized bullshit, but because it's just played on.
But it didn't used to be. It used to be classics. That, where are the classics now? What's going to be a classic that's been out in the past 5 years?
Nobody really
what song?
To mixtapes anymore. Yeah.
I never listen to mixtapes in my life.
I always do.
Never. I couldn't tell you one mixtape. Not even if
it's
M&M's ones. No, never.
That's why people only know who's on the radio, on the TV, all them.
That's why you know who you know, because it's what's being pushed at you, what you're hearing.
Your fist.
It would have been you, Justin. You would have pushed me to listen to a lot of other people.
Like, I listen to loads of rap as well. I mean, nearly every cunt.
That's good. It's good.
That's good that you do. Because I mind you saying that the last time, and I was like, that's cracker, but I never thought that. I just don't, eh?
It's important to hear the whole album, I think.
No, I'm a massive Eminem fan till I die, but I am definitely a commercial hip hop head.
Nah.
Unless Dr. Dre or something like that, no, who's not really.
But name four songs that would be in your playlist when you say you like commercial hip hop.
It'd be all Eminem.
Right, so nothing that's coming out right now.
No. But most of it,
you think that's a bit different.
You've
from
got some
Eazy-E
Migos
rapping back
playlist,
in the day
you?
And then hitting the genre.
You've got some Migos in your playlist, don't you?
Who the fuck's Migos?
Nah, it's a play it off.
No, who's Migos? I hear that.
I don't know who that is either.
You've some fucking them three Atlanta boys.
You see, my YouTube channel, like, if I would have a lot of old. I would listen to a lot of old hip hop.
Subscribe.
I still listen to Run DMC, you know, and Dre and NWA. I listen to all the old stuff a lot.
Exactly. What I'm saying is where are you going to find that now?
Mm.
They're all making money, but where are you looking now in hip-hop or in any genre of music? Music as a whole, where are the hits that are going to be classics? They're going to still be the classics that you're listening to now.
I listen to everything.
Yeah, but is that a generation thing? Like,
but it's never happened before. Because listen to, you were still listening back to classics.
You think, like, if you look at your parents, when when they're listening to the shit you're listening to growing
some
up.
Some Motown.
They're going, what the heck are you listening to? And then they're blasting their Motown, yeah. You know what I mean? And the music they were listening to.
See, but I don't think music's had the same effect as it has now, where someone can get something and put it on repeat all night till they're finally sick of it and it's being played all over the radio.
It's all auto-tune. It's all auto-tune.
It's gone. Like, there's no hits. I can't think of a hit in the past 5 years.
Is that like... a product of the people, or is that the product of the management, the people that are controlling the scene at the moment? I mean, how are these people making all this money?
Yeah, it's definitely the controllers, yeah.
You need to listen. You know, you're not... Turn on Radio 1, you're not going to find what you're looking for.
No.
You know what I mean? You have to go underground for that kind of shit.
Get yourself a regular player, slap on some vinyl, and listen to the original just.
We've actually got some vinyl out there as well. And that is nice, but I mean... it'd just be nice to hear
every down south, west coast, east coast, anything really. I mean, everybody.
Anything hip hop.
Even the most obscure person, you probably wouldn't even know of. I said.
Boogie, did you hear his new album?
Is that dude signed to Shady? No, never.
Yeah, it was. There were some good tracks on there. I enjoyed it. Just had it on once, cleaning the house and stuff.
Like, I listen to some mad shit.
You don't clean, bro.
I do.
We're here. We know you don't.
I have to have like Bluetooth headphones and shit, and or the music up really loud.
Is that the boy you let me hear last day? Where Eminem was on the track, man.
Aye, nice stuff. Something like Kendrick or something in it.
Mm. Kendrick Lamar. I think he's very underrated.
Yeah, he is.
Very underrated. They are no level like he.
Can't stand him.
See people
like,
who can't understand. Like you know why people can't understand his point or his.
No, I think he's class. What was that one he done?
So you have people like
Podrick.
This was on the podcast the last time as well.
Was it?
No, man, you guys are...
We
need to get them to swap seats so they feel like it's a different podcast.
Yeah, go on, swap seats, Joe.
Fuck off, it's my mate.
Bo, what's going on, man?
How much?
We got you a mic this time and we've heard less from you.
I don't know.
Are you working tomorrow?
No, I'm off.
What's your favourite position?
Another day, 2 days.
Off for another 2 days?
I'm happy to get a raise.
You fancy just running this straight through? Partying this out, doing a full podcast for 2 days?
No.
Why not?
I want to go home and...
Wank.
Medicate.
Medicate.
Meditate, you mean, your mama?
Meditate and medicate.
Medicate and meditate?
Meditate right. For legal reasons.
Anybody watch the Super Bowl?
No.
You.
No, but I tried to watch
it. You watched it, Bo? Hold on.
Where's your toilet at?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Backyard.
That's a Super Bowl.
Are you on about
just next to the door?
The halftime performance.
Are you on about the
go take a shit
performance? Where are you going for number one or two?
Make sure you wipe.
No, I'm not on about the halftime show. I'm on about the Super Bowl as a whole. The whole actual event.
Don't really
just pull that door, Bo. Please.
I've never watched any of them. Any of the Super Bowls?
Not Andy.
I've never watched them.
You didn't watch this one. This is voted the I think it's the worst in history. Score was like 3-13, and it was just a fucking pure defensive game.
I did hear it was one of the lowest scoring games.
And then the halftime show fucking bombed. Adam Levine, Travis Scott, was it? Rap was on the halftime show.
Big Boy.
Yeah, see?
Big Boy was good. I like that.
Yeah, I like Big Boy.
Big
it's good
Boy
to see
and Sleepy Brown.
Yeah, but that was. But then I don't know what the fuck Travis Scott said.
Who's that Big Boy?
But Travis Scott, was people complaining about him doing it because they're saying.
But was there somebody who performed it was terrible? The boy from
Adam Levine,
Maroon 5.
Basically Maroon 5. I think the lead guitarist was there as well. But
I hear they were bad. I tried to watch the video when it wasn't loading. So just
he took his top off and stuff. And
I seen that
trying to be sexy and. It's like, man, it just felt a bit weird. All these guys are in fucking pads, spitting and shit, and fucking throwing a ball around.
He's in the corner feeling sexy.
Pole dancing without a pole. You know what I mean? Felt a bit weird, but whatever, you know. It just was a fucking really weird feeling. It felt very lifeless, this Super Bowl. And I had invited Andres, Dimitri's. Well, I didn't actually invite them. They just came over for a jam, and I was like, well, jam at 6, and then we'll watch a Super Bowl. No, they're like, okay, cool. I've never seen it. And I was like, right, great, cool.
And that's so shite.
We found it. We got it.
Telling them all these great. I have
all these fucking.
Have.
Oh, we do the dips. We have the parties. Yeah, it's fucking the Super Bowl every year.
Travis Scott. He got to do the halftime show because he had one of the biggest albums last year.
I never heard of him. I was like, is that a guy from Blink? You know, Blink 182?
I've only listened to that one of his with Drake.
Am I mad or was it fucking ridiculously shit? Like,
it was terrible.
It was awful. Like, that's mainstream now. This is
Was this a new mumble rapper or what?
New? I don't know if he's new. I think I missed a lot.
He's only big because he's fucking that Jenner one. Kardashian.
Is he?
Fucking.
Oh, he's come here a while, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He done that song with the boy Maroon 5. He done a song with Eamons, did he not?
Did he?
He done a song with Eamons.
Is that Payphone? Sugar?
Payphone was something, was it not?
Isn't that Sugar?
I don't know, he came in and rapped anyway or something, one of songs.
I didn't know who he was.
Sickle Mode. Couldn't get it, got it. That song.
Whose song is this?
Travis Scott and Drake. Sickle Mode.
That's the one you played mine before.
That's all over the radio. You should know that, Joe.
No.
Is that the one Spotify you played, man? I hated it already, but it's the beat's already, amazing. So it's actually pretty good. Like.
Beat's amazing.
Travis Scott.
Mm. That's strong, guy.
It is.
He didn't do that on the fucking halftime show.
That's the one he done.
Most televised.
But you just couldn't fucking hear him.
Event in America, like that's it was just it was oh, awful. Just
everything off. Yeah.
Only
you know, it was like always classic.
Right under that. Really? You know, that's. I couldn't hear shit.
I always thought the adverts were always brilliant.
Even they were bad this were year. Yeah, and we had the whole American thing going on because we were in America when it was on. We didn't pirate it. We were in America when it was on and watched it legally.
Yeah.
Here.
For legal reasons.
Somewhere else.
Anybody's titties pop out?
And Adam Levine's.
Adam Levine's.
Yeah. That was like the big topic was like his nipples.
You know, I was thinking
that really want to talk
at the
about
start of his performance.
That's how bad the Super Bowl was.
Which one's Adam Levine? Is that not a girl?
No.
Adam. Adam's a girl. Adam.
Was just Ala Levine or something?
Hey.
Ala Levine.
Who is he again?
Adam Levine, the lead singer of Maroon 5.
Oh,
there's a boy working.
He can sing.
The phone looks like him.
He can sing like fuck. You know he can. Yeah. But that, like, the start it was good and he was hitting the right notes and then all of a sudden he thought it's sexy time.
I'm sexy and I know it. That's what he had. In his
that's
earphone.
What he exactly what he thought.
He starts fucking stripping and he's standing there rubbing on himself like. Ah! I'm like, no, fuck no. I'm like, next.
That's crazy, you know. It's crazy.
What was the last advert once that was good then? It was the ads were bad in this one.
I remember one, there was one last year and it was like all famous people doing Alexa. Like Cardi B and all. No, that Alexa thing. Like people was asking the questions and she was answering. It was like her.
They do big ones. It was
stupid
like
noise. She made skrrr or whatever the fuck.
It was like between 5 and 6 million for like, what, 30 seconds a minute slot?
Halftime and stuff, money, like
it's
mad
really
money.
Bad. It's that's big mad. Time, but they spend a lot on these commercials. They do
because there was a couple. I mean, was Beyonce's was a Pepsi ad many years ago as well?
Bruno Mars
and then the Eminem one. He done like, two of them.
Yeah, see, it used to be you know that's you wouldn't turn away and it wasn't like let's go out for a smoke when the ads came on. I was like, sit down, Super Bowl ads.
Yeah, yeah, I was watching.
There's compilations of them on YouTube.
I was watching a
big thing. A
Super Bowl ad the other day. And it was Beyonce and Bruno Mars having a dance off. This was on a halftime show as well, and it was good. It was brilliant. And they start joining in, then start singing the last part together, blah, 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 and all of a sudden fucking Chris Martin pops out with his bedazzled fucking jeans. You know what I mean? I'm like, what the fuck? And there he is up singing in the camera. What's he even doing here?
Do you remember the old Budweiser ads? Did you have the frogs?
Budweiser.
That's a Super Bowl commercial. What's up? Those are Super Bowl commercials. Yeah, that's where they premiered, like,
fuck, I don't know what.
No, I didn't know
and then
that.
Afterwards, they went into syndication.
They became
a scary movie.
They'd be like, that, they'd be on, no, if that was a video that you'd see on Facebook, that would be shit.
If it was out now, yeah.
You know, because you remember when...
I bet
like,
if you
shared... You couldn't go anywhere. Oh. You know, you walk into class...
Not on the
up,
phone.
It was
always on a phone, man, as well.
What's
up?
Fuck.
Even we're doing it now, unintentionally.
Yeah, exactly.
And then scary movie rubbed the ass with it.
When they suddenly made the mask look all stoned, what the fuck, like? In the scary movie. What are you doing, man?
Nah, I'm killing. Chilling.
But there was two, because you were saying that the So what way would that work? Would like, for example, would Eminem, would they have paid him to do the ad? Or to you? Right.
Well, the ad would have been done probably by some advertising firm. Maybe it's something to do with whoever handles that account. So if they're willing to put $6 million into it, well, we'll get this for you, and they get that done, and they would hire whoever's in the video as well. I would doubt that, like, it was just like, hey, Eminem, we're going to pay you to make a commercial.
For us, man.
We're going to pay you to make a commercial for us.
Suck your dick.
But they
I got these cheeseburgers, man.
But they because he done two. I think the first one he done was he done that one where they made the wee cartoon boy of him, and it was like a can of juice, but a wee monster or something like that. But he was joking. He was standing in the studio with a mic and stuff, and he's saying, "I hate when they ask you to do these commercials for lemonades and stuff like that." But it was funny. And then he done a more serious one then for like a big car dealership. They were talking about the car, and then gets into it and drives away or something like that. I was thinking, "Geez, that'd be some dough."
That was him getting paid for a commercial, right? I'm just going to take this and drive on.
So that company said, "We want Eminem. If we're spending $6 million, we want Eminem." And Eminem said, "Well, I want $5 million, so
a free cure."
And they would have said, "Here's $100 grand.
Here's on the cranny.
We know what your ticket prices are. You ain't selling no albums no more.
Here's $100 grand. You're going back to caravan.
You don't follow nobody on Twitter."
No, that man could stop rapping now and still make me.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, he is.
He's down in the
life,
book. Like, I mean, he's down in that book, yeah, man. Definitely.
He'll definitely be bigger than Tupac when he dies.
Depends. We'll see what happens.
Doesn't depend. Joe knows.
You know.
Nah, I don't know. I think Tupac will always be there because of the circumstances that.
Nah, but should we, you know, Eminem dies?
You would have never had an Eminem without Tupac. You can't say that the other way around.
Oh, so. I without faith.
Tupac, he has more effect on black culture than Eminem would. So, you know, black people ain't looking at Eminem like, oh, he this, that, and the other, you know, all the shit Tupac done.
But white people would, maybe, you know. I mean, I would have never tried rapping.
Well, what's Eminem? What has Eminem, like, uplifted people about? What has he made people more conscious about? What has he... Nothing.
No, there is.
He's
been
a lot.
Just his own crying bastard.
No,
he's a crank, huh?
Yeah, it hasn't been. It hasn't
it's
been
only
about
been his own personal experience.
Yeah, but a lot of people, I identify with
everybody
that,
relates.
I mean?
People can relate.
And I love Brenda's Jesus. Got a Baby, but I didn't,
like,
identify
if
with
he made a song.
No,
maybe
somebody would have.
Yeah, of course. Totally.
So the Eminem
speaking to, which is why all of these tracks, for every one of the tracks that he would have done, a lot of the artists back then would have done, would have related to somebody. Not everybody, but to somebody, where they would have went, shit, let me listen to that. And then it would have been telling their story and then giving them a way out or an idea or giving them some sort of direction to get them out of that. But, I mean, if you want to go to rap now, there's none of that. As well.
No, but Eminem would have done what you were asking.
But he didn't.
Eminem, man, but should you look at the ones.
He just moaned about his upbringing, where he lived.
Yeah,
no,
but that's what we went
done.
Through.
No,
that's what
that.
I went through.
Yeah,
right,
no, exactly.
You know.
But then, and so it would be the same when he talked about his depression. He talked about being heavy, self-medicating. There's a lot of people around the world who do that, who have depression,
well,
who self-medicate, and then not afraid. Not afraid is a big deal.
People go up and he says, "Fucking." Had my breakfast and went to the toilet, so did everybody else.
But we're on about the point of Tupac doing songs with a lot of people relating. Absolutely, Eminem does as well.
So
Tupac would have had probably more effect.
Who had a bigger impact?
Tupac would have, back then it was a lot bigger.
No, you're then.
Well, Tupac made it bigger, I think, is the thing. He expanded the genre, or created that genre himself, really, you know. And that was influential in itself. And Eminem has done the same with, like, it's the only reason you and I have ever tried to rap.
Right.
Is because we watched 8 Mile.
That's
that is it.
Like,
100%.
Eminem wouldn't be as big as he is if he was black.
Nah, I don't know. Sure, everybody thought he was black at the beginning.
I don't know. I mean,
Dr. Dre thought he was black.
Look at the many people. I couldn't name you a dozen rappers now. You just don't even know what.
But see,
that's lyrical as fuck.
Aye, well,
even people like Big L, people like that, you know.
Yeah, I like Big L.
No, Dr. Dre thought Eminem was black until he met him. When he listened to the rap, he said Dre
says
it himself.
We talked about that before as well. But for me, it's just Tupac seemed like the guy who would be about that. And that was amazing. But I could never be that. I would never be that. And I'm fucking raging because I would have loved to have been that. And then Eminem came out from a trailer park where I came from for the first 3 or 4 years of my life, a trailer. My uncle lived next to us in a trailer, my granny next to that. We're the only one with a house. You know what I mean? I saw a Tupac kind of figure in Eminem.
Yeah, in the sense that he is talking about when you're going
for
No way.
You know, but I fucking still could recognize that Tupac's king. Tupac's king. You might be right, though. Maybe when he dies, it could be different. Depends on what happens between then and how he dies. How he dies and what happens between now and then.
Well, he's not going to die from a gunshot anyway.
No.
He's
Superman.
Fall down the stairs and all that. There's no beef like that for him in that.
I but would you put your wouldn't he be?
Sure, it takes somebody to see him.
A heroin addict?
MGK is looking for him.
It could be anybody. It doesn't have to be a famous person. It could be somebody random in the street.
Yeah. Just out of jealousy.
And just see him and think, hey, it would make him a martyr. And you're fucking nice kid.
I just think he's too old now for that. I don't think people look at him like that.
Charles in Texas to be driving down the street.
And he's not in those areas no more.
I don't think anybody's trying to kill him. But you might have a different
office. He's sitting in his office. It's not, but
what do you call your
Rima? Recording in the back.
But it might not be like gangsters looking for him now. No. Right? It might be like social justice warrior type or extreme religious or, you know what I mean?
That wee boy got killed.
Takashi Khan.
Tentacion.
What's going on with these names?
Whatever the fuck you call
them. Takashi's, Takashi. It's like Pokemon names.
The boy with the
Pokemon rappers
and crosses all over his face.
He got killed in broad daylight because he was sitting with 50 grand cash in the car.
What's his fault?
He went to the bank.
That's
no, listen, he went to the bank.
Eminem's not going to go to the bank, come out, sit in the car and be like, and have everybody.
It was outside a car. He was going into a car dealership. He got the money in the bank, went to the car dealership. Boys were following him. Must have seen him go on the bank. Could be something as simple as that.
Eminem would be, I would say, proper paranoid.
Yeah.
Do shit. Yeah. Because I even mind that there's a video of when next time he's online, look up Eminem at Dr. Dre backstage. 50 Cent comes in, and Eminem was standing with a couple of other boys, and 50 had a wee 30-second interview standing on the stairs on the Barabunter, and he landed in, and I think some girl was with 50 Cent, like a manager or something, some woman, and she was telling Eminem slagging him, saying, boy, I run around my money, and Eminem's all, wah, and 50 pulls out a big water cash from his back pocket, he says, I just need some stacks, like things happening, 50, Eminem's like, you're a madman, run around me, because do you know what I mean, he wouldn't be running around me, shit like that, but 50 says, I just need stacks, to make things happen, do you know what I mean?
The Bloody Basement Podcast.
By Mr. Black Pasta.
So we missed a podcast at Christmas. We missed one at New Year's Eve. And the only shit that's coming up now is Valentine's Day.
Fuck no.
What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
Only meet Mary Jane. That's the only woman for me.
Throw me woman.
Over at the car, bonnet.
Go on, you know Joe's got some fucking cheesy stuff planned. Jermaine, you must have.
Yeah, I'm going out for something to eat, man.
Oh, you know Jermaine is. You know he's like.
I'm going out for something to eat. Like, kids good looked after, so.
Get some Keith sweat on later
Jermaine's
on.
He's about to be out the house himself.
Yeah, probably.
Nobody.
Some handcuffs and shit. Yeah, man.
But are killing.
Couple bottles of wine.
Valentine's Day.
My mind's telling me no.
He can watch.
Her mouth's telling me no.
But my body. It's like, dude, the song reeks of it now.
Yeah, it does.
You can't sing that song without thinking of that now.
Valentine's Day is full of shit.
Oh, it is.
We don't do nothing, me and her. We do, just your average fucking lazy boy. What's Craig? You know what I mean? High five, see you after.
I call Ron for them.
No, I ain't run around spend a fortune.
See, because now, too, like, in certain states and certain places, like medical cannabis and all, that means now girls are going to buy fellas flowers.
Yeah, girls can do. Yeah, yeah, sweet, yeah.
So if now guys can get flowers
at 420 on Valentine's Day.
Is it not?
Yeah.
And if you can't tell, Bo loves the guys.
But he's not stoned. None of us are.
No.
Nor have we ever been.
No, I'm driving.
Nor will we be.
Ever.
Mm-mm.
Except for Joe.
I've never been to Amsterdam either.
I know. Joe's eating
on the fucking
everything.
Podcast.
He's eating
Listen,
everything too, like.
I have never heard someone who makes so much noise on a fucking podcast.
Fuck up.
Are you sure it's sleep apnea or
I'm bulking.
Fucking rappers?
I'm bulking since 2002.
Me too.
I'm still canning. We've got a Hollywood since 2003.
When's the next competition?
2022 is your year, Joe.
That's when I start cutting.
5-year plan.
Up a broccoli. Up a broccoli.
That's episode 1 of season 2. I'm Mr. Black with Irish Drow, the Don.
Not Tenson.
Jermaine is Tenson. What do we call you? It's just Jermaine from the block, isn't it?
Jermaine from the block, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. Just know who I am next time you see me. Next time you hear
just
me, know
me,
I am.
Fam.
Jermaine from the block, remember.
Bo, you got any kind of cool gangster names we can...
Just call
Bo
me
has
the quiet like man.
He has that many.
The one hobo.
No,
but that's not that cool. No.
This is
a hobo. But
this
is a hobo.
His name's
he
Steven.
His hoes.
His name's Steven.
Different area codes.
Steven went to Stevie. We threw you on the Stevie Wonder. You know, just
Wonder Bread.
Mm-hmm. Wonder Bread. So now he's called
High
Stevie Tower. Wonder Bread. But because he's so tall, it gets called everything. High top, tall tower, tall balls. Big top, you know, everything.
Oh. Top.
And Croaky is just Croaky as well, isn't
I'm
it?
I'm just me.
We're just going to one name it then for a while. I'm Black.
You ain't, bro.
That's the word I choose for my name, Black. So, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for coming out again, guys.
How's the day? I enjoyed that.
That's going to be fun editing. Mm-hmm. Well, you guys go and sleep tomorrow and relax and enjoy some time off. I'll be here slaving to edit. Joe, there's a mic there. Do you have
You're about to have to get up at 5 o'clock.
Do you have anything else to say? Shouts out Contact Media. Shouts out Tesco.
What? Fuck that.
Shouts out Bishop Street Bo. There we go. Got it.
Bishop Street Bo.
There we go.
Shouts out Croaky.
Bishop Street Bo.
MGK. Fan for life.
I can't believe you got MGK tattooed in your arm.
I did.
MGK tattoo.
Shout out to the Bishop Street Elite.
You got an MGK face tattoo.
No, listen. An MGK
runs up your neck.
Say 6'9".
6'9".
On that note, good night. God bless. And we'll see you next time.
You don't believe in God?
I don't.
What are you saying, God bless, friend?
That's a nice thing to say. I still celebrate Christmas, too.
Nobody
pure double standards.
Hypocrite.
That's the joys of there being no real religion.
Technically,
God's and
everybody. You're God, I'm God, he's God. It's just whatever way you think about it.
Your dog's
you,
God
as long,
backwards.
As long as you know what I am.
Well, I've got my head in my heart.
Fuck you! No, fuck you! Fuck you!
I would be dead if they both fell apart.
Oh, no.
Basement Podcast
by Mr. Black Pasta.